Hi, it's Laura here. I'm all tucked up in the launch pad under my fairly new, massive leopard print furry blanket. Don't know about you, but I've been craving comfort things recently. Comfort food, comfort blanket, comfort, comfort. And it's really quite nice to sit up in my studio with my giant blanket wrapped around me as if I was in bed. I am sitting up, at least. It feels like a good moment to send you a voicemail. I've had my head down getting everything ready for the album release, and as always, it's taken longer than expected or longer than planned. I think it's the case for everything in life, but it never ceases to sort of surprise me when it happens. So I hope you've seen the video for Exotic Monsters, which went up earlier this week. That's been my focus for most of the first part of this year. I'm really delighted that it's out there in the world. Thank you so much if you've watched it already. I think it's quite a weird video, but all the responses have been overwhelmingly positive, which kind of makes me think I need to start trying to out-weird you lot. So yeah, I'm starting to plan the next video now, and I think I'm just going to have to keep trying to up my game. Challenge accepted. The video is made in my local vicinity, so the first shot is of my front door, me standing by my front door. And then we're transported just down the road to See Mills by the river. A couple of my running routes go down underneath the portway by the river. And so I knew it would be a really good location because right next to a really busy road, but there's also the river and it's very country meets city. I really like that juxtaposition. There are two more locations in the video. One is my living room, and that's the part where you can see Tim and I, and sometimes Tim and I, dancing in front of a glittery curtain, which I constructed myself. All the green screen shots were done in there as well on a different day. The final location is around the back of Lawrence Weston, which is, again, just down the road from where I live in Shirehampton in northwest Bristol, just down the road and to the right a bit. And that's a place that I found on a long bike ride a few months ago. I remember getting home and excitedly telling Tim about how I'd found this burnt out car and this sort of big, I think I might have called it a wasteland. It's not really a wasteland. It's just a big field. And there's the wind farm behind. And it's quite a post-apocalyptic looking landscape, depending on how you look at things. And so I marked it for a future photo or video shoot of some kind. You can't get very close to that location in a car because it's kind of sandwiched between an industrial estate and a cycle path. So Tim and I drove as close as we could and we parked up. We got all the gear out, got all the animal masks and the tripod and the camera and everything, and set off on our merry way towards this burnt out car that I told him about. And the funny thing is that he thought it was a different burnt out car in Lawrence Weston. We've since estimated there are about six, because on the way towards my burnt out car, we saw two other ones, and he's absolutely sure there's more by his burnt out car. So if anyone needs a burnt out car location, I would recommend Lawrence Weston in northwest Bristol. What you can't see in the video, and I'm really glad, is the overwhelming industrial stench. It was horrible. We probably spent an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours in that field. And I didn't notice it at first, but it soon crept up on me, and then it was all I could think about. Thank goodness for masks, so you couldn't see the horror on my face. I've got lots of additional footage that I'm going to be putting together into various different videos soon, so I'll let you know about that. I thought it might be interesting for people to see how these things are put together, so watch out for those. I can't believe it's already 2 months since we had our Zoom chat. I really enjoyed it, but I do understand that a lot of people are very Zoomed out. I've been hearing this Zoom fatigue phrase bandied about. I haven't done a lot of Zooming during the pandemic. I talk to a couple of friends on Skype occasionally, but I haven't got into the Zoom thing because I've had no cause to, really. I suppose there's no one to Zoom with. No one to Zoom with. So I hadn't been feeling that fatigue. Since then, I have been invited to do a few Zoom things and have politely declined because they made me feel really panicky. And I'm not sure what it is because I'm not necessarily a shy person. I'm definitely an introvert, but I'm not super shy. I am able to show my face. I don't have a problem with public speaking even. But I don't know, there's just something about, I don't know if it's because we're so deep into this now. And I have been finding it really, really difficult lately. I don't know if it's that makes me just want to hide more. So I'm not keen on doing those things. So if you're someone who saw that pop up and thought, no way, please don't think I would ever judge you for that, because I feel the same way, to be honest. I might do another one soon. If it's something that you would like, please let me know. I really appreciate being able to have conversations with people. Obviously, I do that through the podcast, but it's obviously a very different thing. But just, I suppose, having that connection with people and getting to have a chat is good without it being a performance. I do like that. But I also appreciate that I'm an artist and a musician, and performance is maybe what you would prefer, or certainly what you might expect. So I like doing things that are unexpected, but also I like to do the things that are expected in some ways, if that makes sense, because each of you listening now will be coming to this with all different expectations and all different needs, I suppose, if you really think about it. So yeah, I just find it very interesting to explore this stuff. Yeah. Feedback always much appreciated. I've been facing a lot of fears in 2021 so far. Maybe not a lot, but some key fears. Things like being on camera. This might also sound strange because, yes, I'm a performer and I've been doing it for a very long time now. But for whatever reason, over the past few years, I have hidden from them. I think partly it was to do with wanting to end my last music project, not feeling particularly comfortable within it. It's not about being ashamed of the music at all. It's nothing to do with that. But certainly, I had no desire and no energy for making music videos for Brace for Impact. I only made one, which was for Devastate Me. So that plus just getting out of the habit of doing things like that after being super duper into video for the first part of the She Makes War project and even before that. But it's something I've really wanted to get back into and wanted to have fun with again. And so I have been doing that. And there's going to be stuff coming up that I'm going to share with you, which will prove this. And one of the main things, of course, was the Exotic Monsters video. And that was a pretty huge undertaking. I've been a video editor for many years now. But like I say, I hadn't had to make videos for a while. And so I'd fallen out of the habit of it. And I decided to switch software because Final Cut Pro would be a better fit for what I want to make now. So Exotic Monsters was my way of learning the new software, of learning how to do green screen, of learning how to do proper lighting and all sorts of different things. It was really fun. I really, really liked it. So yeah, I'm really energized to do more video stuff now. Another thing I've been hiding from doing for years is photographs, me being in photographs. I just couldn't think of anything worse, having to be photographed basically. And I used to really enjoy it. When I lived in London and I did photo shoots with my friends Dina Carclina and Laura Ward, beautiful photos, a really nice time with the friends. And then when I moved to Bristol, I just never found anyone to work with who made me feel comfortable or I was able to feel comfortable with. And these are people who take wonderful pictures of other people, but when they took pictures of me, it just wasn't what I was looking for. I felt awkward and uncomfortable. It was just an unpleasant time for me and the results were not something I wanted to share. So I just stopped doing it. Until last year, when I decided to get over my fears by learning to take really good self-portraits. And that's what I've been doing this year. And that's been another really fun challenge. Yeah, it's not easy to face your fears, but it has been really good for me recently. I mentioned working hard to get the pre-order ready, and it's finally going to happen next Friday, looking at my calendar, 26th of February. If you're on a Correspondence Club tier where you are eligible for a free copy of the album on a format, so a physical copy, you should have already received an email asking you to fill in some details and pick your format. So there's cassette, there's CD, there's vinyl, but there's deluxe vinyl, green and yellow, and then there is standard vinyl, but not standard because it's none of it standard. It's all limited edition and special colours, yellow or blue. These will be the only colours of vinyl that I print. I've noticed an unsavoury trend of bands releasing more and more and more different colours of things so that they have more chance of getting in the charts. And I understand it. And I understand that people love to collect things and support their favourite artists, which is why you're listening to this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But I also feel that ethically, I don't want to take part in that. So I'm offering three different colours of vinyl. There won't be any different exclusives for any different platforms like a Bandcamp exclusive or an Amazon exclusive or anything like that. These are the only three. My last She Makes War album ended up being printed on a number of different colours of vinyl because I didn't believe that I would sell any vinyl. So I was only going to print a small number. And then once they sold out in about a day, thank you very much, by the way, I had to start adding other ones because otherwise I wouldn't have any for sale, basically. And also then there was a problem where I ran out of them and I wouldn't have been able to have any on tour. So we had to print more. So, I mean, I blame you. That's definitely not my fault. But knowing that that happened and knowing that that made me feel slightly uncomfortable with the idea that it looked like I was just trying to sell more and more and more different things to the same people, that didn't feel very good. So this time it's a conscious decision to say there are three different colours of vinyl, but that's it, you know. So I'm really, really excited to be able to start sharing this new music with you. I've got lots of ideas about how to get you involved in a few bits of this stuff as well, so I will be in touch about that. My podcast is back and I released the fourth episode of the year just 2 days ago on Wednesday. I've got episodes featuring Mike Batt, the man behind Katie Melua's first few albums. He wrote the Wombles theme. He wrote Bright Eyes, which was made very famous by Art Garfunkel and has done much more besides. He's next Wednesday. The following Wednesday, I'll be sharing an episode with Leela Moss from The Duke Spirit. And then the following Wednesday, an episode with Eliza Shaddad. And then, I'm not sure. I've got a bunch of people lined up to talk to and lots of ideas for other people. I also really want to do these reflection episodes that I may have mentioned to you before, because just think, with everything, it's so easy to just be overtaken by time slipping by and kind of get on a treadmill of doing the same repetitive things without really reflecting on what we're learning from them. And so I started to think about that. Like, what am I learning from these podcasts and what's the point of it? The point of it for listeners, the point of it for me, the point of it for my guests. I think it's important to be really clear about what those things are. Because when things are passion projects, there has to be a point. And I was reading something really interesting recently about working out when to end things being a really good strength, which I definitely agree with. And so the idea is that alongside making a list of things, I suppose targets and goals, and, you know, if this thing happens because I've done this thing, then it's a success and it's worth continuing with. Also making a list of things saying, well, if this thing doesn't happen or if this thing doesn't happen by this point of me doing this thing, then it's okay to go, well, that was a good experiment and now that's over, because why would we keep repeating the same thing again and again, expecting a different result? That's the definition of madness, I believe. So it's just a lot of thinking about that kind of stuff. I just don't want to get into just patterns for no reason. I never want to do that. Right at this moment, I'm really enjoying doing the podcast. I'm getting loads from it. And I hear from people every week saying that they're getting loads from it, which is absolutely the point. So I want to keep making it, but not like for the rest of my life, forever and ever, without thinking about it, you know? So it's just time to start thinking about what I'm spending time on and what's bringing me the most happiness or teaching me the most, or all of those things. And you know what? Sitting down and talking to you has been a really nice way of reflecting on a few things and reminding me of a few things. So thank you again so much for the opportunity to do that. Your support is massively appreciated by me. Massively. It's terrifying out there at the moment, and I really don't know what I would have done without the Correspondence Club. I hope you're available to come and join me for the live stream next Friday night to celebrate the pre-order being up. And I'll be setting those up more regularly from now on as well. So I hope to see you very soon. I hope you and yours are coping with all of this in the best ways that you can, that you're being good to yourself. Thank you for being good to me. I really appreciate it. Lots of love. Speak soon. Bye.